Over the weekend, a 20-year-old Park City man died from complications after getting a double lung transplant at the University of Pennsylvania. He was initially denied that surgery in Utah after evaluators learned that he had previously smoked marijuana. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
20-year-old Riley Hansey from Park City was young and active, a skier and boater. Last November, Hansey got a bad case of pneumonia that weakened his respiratory system to the point where he needed a double lung transplant. Hansey wound up getting the surgery at the University of Pennsylvania Hospital, but only after being turned down for a transplant at the University of Utah. The reason? He showed signs of smoking marijuana. Representatives from the University of Utah said they don't comment on individual patients, but said they follow guidelines from the International Society for Heart and Lung Transplantation, which excludes patients with active alcohol, tobacco, or drug use until they've been addressed. Joel Newman is the Assistant Director of Communications for the United Network of Organ Sharing, the national organization that connects organ donors to patients. He says the decision often comes down to whether a hospital has treated similar cases and if they think future behavior could cause an organ to be rejected.
I think a lot of it comes down to the experience of that transplant program in treating patients with similar conditions. What's been how that case progressed? Has that person been able to do well once they've gotten a transplant?
Newman says the increased use of marijuana for both medicinal and recreational purposes is becoming a more common discussion in transplant hospitals.
I think attitudes are probably changing, and probably the reaction that you would get from transplant teams today is certainly different from 2 or 3 years ago.
There are no national standards that determine who qualifies for an organ donation or how a hospital should make that choice. Eric Newman, KUER News.